Henry Dwyer, but Lantica.
Back in her right, ratings grade, big track of fail suit there. I reckon she'll run really well.
What's your best, Henry?
You held a gun in my head. I'd probably say Atlantica.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Head bobber, Atlantica undoubtable miss. Inside will win it, Atlantica.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We're racing at Sandown today on the hillside. That means there's grass involved, and that is music to the ears of Adam White.
Absolutely, because it means we talk to Tim Bailey, who is the track man out at there this morning. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Adam.
What have we got? There's been a little bit of shower activity overnight. Cold and a little bit of showers yesterday. How much has fallen at your place?
Yeah, we've had probably the top end of Melbourne out here, which is not unusual, 7 mils. Overnight, so we're on a heavy nine, so going to need some hard-fit horses today.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the weather like? Is it a bit like yesterday?
It is. Look, just looking at the radar, there's little scattered showers coming over the bay, and most of them are heading over the eastern suburbs where we are, so I don't think there's going to be a lot during the day, but we just might get little, you know, those little five-minute showers and, you know, just keep that track in the genuine heavy range for the day.
All right, so you've told us it's a heavy nine. What's the going stick?
7.5, which is quite low, and a shear of 8.5. Track's in pretty good nick. We raced here Saturday on the lakeside track where the rail was in the front straight. 7 metres is 7 metres inside today, so there's a little bit of marking on the inside, 3 metres in the front straight. So I just think they'll hold the fence to, you know, to about the 500 and then just drift a little bit off the fence to avoid that marking in the front straight.
All right, terrific, Tim. Thanks very much for that information. We'll catch you a little bit later on 927.
Thanks, Adam.
Good stuff. Tim Bailey there, track manager at Sandown Hillside today.
I get a bit intimidated by Tim. He starts talking a language I'm a little uncomfortable with. The
English?
The shear and that sort of stuff. I'm still a little bit uneasy with that, what all that means.
He didn't put the knives through it, though.
No, that's more my language. You know, the knives and the grass growth and that sort of thing.
I'll tell you what Paddy Payne's language is. Winners. That's what his language is, and he's joined us on the early mail this morning, the Hall of Famer. Hello, Paddy.
G'day, Andrew and Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time. You've got a busy day today. What do you got four going around today at Sandown, the hillside, starting with race three, number 8, Be Tempted, who's been progressing in distance-wise through the campaign. Started a long time ago, about 1,400, up to 2,400 today. Is this more suitable for this reset mare?
I did just about it. I had four runners that I'll probably take at B Tempted and that also JJDR just with the overnight rain, heavy eight, heavy nine track. So I don't think it's worthwhile risk running those two.
Righto. Okay. So bookmakers rule the line. Race three, number 8, and race four, number 3, which means race five, number 7 is your first runner today. Ma Jones, who's had a sort of a meddling campaign, 4th, 6th, and 5th last three starts. Can we improve on that today?
Hopefully she can. She's sort of got a bit of a scrappy action. She's sort of a little bit on and off and up and down. We think we've got her in pretty good order to go into this race. I think she can handle like a bit of heavy ground, not a heavy tent or worse than that. So hopefully she'll improve, but we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe she wants blinkers on and maybe she wants 2,000 metres. So bit of a sit and see run with her.
That's race five, number 7, Mara Jones. Then race 6, number 1, your other runner now, Zissus, which is one of our favourites here on the early mail. We've had a bit to do with Zissus through the journey. Over the 1,000 metres today, dropping back from the 1,400 not long ago. What's happened here?
She had a harder preparation last time at 1,400 metres. We sort of put that down to her over-racing middle stages. She ripped and teared middle stages and then she was completely gone. And she ran disgraceful, which was it was total forgive. so we just brought her back to 1,000 metres where she wouldn't get on the bridle, and her work's been really good ever since. I think I wouldn't be surprised if she totally turned her form around today.
Right. So of the two you've got now, which one are you leaning towards?
Oh, it's pretty easy. Like this is, like, yeah, I'd command a little bit of respect for, and we trialled on a heavy 10 one day at Cranbourne. Rose Pearson trialled it quite a while ago, but she trialled like a bomb. So I know it's a trial, it's different to race 10, that sort of stuff, but she did suggest that she could handle a bit of soft ground that day.
Righto. So race 6, number 1, your best today. Paddy, always appreciate your time, mate. Have a good day.
Good luck. Same to you.
Thank you very much. Patrick Payne, Hall of Famer with us on the early mail. $12 early markets.
Yeah, I was going to say, a little bit of confidence there.
And he's not one to give
no,
too much
I was
too soon.
Exactly the same thing.
My brother's horse is in that race too. I've just seen number 2, Elgadon Miss.
Has he become like a tycoon?
He's a leviathan. Well, Elgadon Miss is a half sister to Prince of Sussex, who was recently sold to Hong Kong interests. He's now a colourful racing identity.
Gee.
A leviathan.
Does your brother wear Aaron Williams boots and the sort of the
vests? Oh, he'd probably want to. He's one of those types. Like he's sort of one of those guys that wants to be seen. One of those guys. These leviathans.
I don't think that, I'm serious, I don't think that $12 will last.
Well, Robbie Griffiths got one in that race too. You might want to ask him about that.
All right, well, he's on the line. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, Waddy.
Now, are you going, you've got three down to race with the heavy nine. Are they all going to go?
They're all running.
Okay. They're all running. Are they all going to run well?
I don't know about the heavy nine, but they're all running, so only one of them's sort of okay on the heavy nine, and the other two are unknown, but we've got to find out. It's that time of the year, so we'll be running.
Absolutely. So race four, number one, Collectible, is your first. What can you tell us about Collectible?
Collectible's a good filly. She returned in great order winning, was good at Caulfield, failed at Group 1, but back to the 1600, was very good at Seymour winning. Unknown on the heavy nine, a lot of the Sebrings have handled the wet before, so we're optimistic that she will, but it's more of an opinion that she will rather than, you know, confirmation. She's certainly got the right form to be a winner, so hopefully, if she handles the ground, she's not a big horse. The 59 and heavy's, you know, a bit of a caution, definitely. But she was very good at Seymour, so I think that if she could handle the track, she's going to be very competitive.
All right, but a bit of a buy beware on that heavy nine, for considering that Collectible will run favourite. Race six, number three, Do Well. Will it do well?
Yeah, well, that's. I think she, you know, had the track have been dry or, you know, somewhere in that sort of six range or thereabouts, I was really pleased with the first up run at Caulfield. Looks, you know, 11 to 12 looks pretty ordinary on paper, but actually I don't think she ran too badly at all, and she didn't get a lot of galloping room. So back to 1,000, back to the track she's won at, there's a lot of pluses, but, you know, she is an unknown on the heavy, so she's quite a thick set girl that some of those horses can sink a bit in the wet, but so we've just got to hope that she can handle the track. But I think that she's in a right race to run well if she can handle it. But there is a caution on the unknown factor of the heavy nine.
All right, a bit of value in that race because Paddy's keen on one at $12 and yours is currently $21.
Oh, boy.
Race seven, number two, is your last. Undoubtable Miss from gate seven with Matthew Allen aboard.
She was okay in the heavy 10 at Cranbourne, albeit a small field of four. The horse that beat her, Cats Village, has been racing really well. She was good at Sale on the 7, running second. I don't know why she runs so many seconds, nine of them, because she's very, very consistent, tries really hard. But for whatever reason, maybe she needs a longer head, I don't know. But she just tends to miss out. But, you know, you would think based on, I would have preferred it in the sort of, you know, 6, 7, 8 range rather than the 9. But based on the fact that she has got through it okay before, you'd have to think that she's going to be in the mix again. It's pretty open sort of a race set, though. A lot of the mares are actually racing quite well. So I think she'll be in amongst the action again.
It's almost Tom Melbourne form when you look at all the twos there next to it. Undoubtable Miss. Of your three, it looks like they're three genuine chances. Would you go one way or the other, or a bit of everything?
Going into the meeting, I always saw Collectible as our best winning chance, and I'll stick with that because I think she's quite a good filly, and I'm just hoping that she handles the heavy nine. So based on the fact that a lot of the Sebrings have, I'm more optimistic that she will. So I won't change my original thoughts and stick with her as our best chance.
Fantastic. Thanks, Robbie, as always.
Good on you, Waddy.
Good stuff, Robbie Griffiths there. Race four, number one, his best Collectible today, 340 at tab.com.au. And Paddy Payne's best, race six, number one, with some confidence, which we don't often get from Paddy, at $12, fixed at tab.com.au. That's what's happening today at Sandown from our trainers. What about George? The champ is here. The champ is here. Good morning to you, George. Oh,
good morning, boys. Man, I had some fun and games. I was stressing out all week. I spent 6 hours with Telecom. Everything connected to the IBN, and my God, it took me a while to get it going.
So how much money did you spend?
Well, I spent 6 hours.
6 hours?
Oh, 6 hours.
It's with Telecom, you know. I'm trying to and now, what I did is I got this handheld phone, you know. I'm holding the phone on my hand, you know. And my daughter brought it over, because maybe we'll have to change the wall phone into this, and that's what I've done, you know. And but I was really stressing out. I got cut off about eight times during the week.
Did you still have the phone, George, with the finger holes where you had to rotate it around and then let it go again?
No. This one is a hen held phone. I'm, you know, just right in front of, I got the hen, the phone on my hand. And
righto.
It's
hand held.
Okay. Yeah, I actually hasn't cut me. Haven't been cut off, so it must be good.
Yeah, it's a ripper. It's a ripper. This handheld stuff.
I reckon RSS will send me on a holiday to relax a bit. You know, I'm stressed out.
We should get onto those handheld phones.
We're going to get onto one.
When Telstra sends you things like this, they should send you the complete set, not just give you the IBM box and the internet, you know. They should give you the complete box, the new, you know, handheld phone and everything, you know, because it was just terrible.
You're on top of that ABN stuff at tax time too, George. That's what we need you to be. Righto, let's have a look at the quaddy today. We've got eight races, so 5, 6, 7, 8 are our quaddy legs. What do you got for us?
I'll just give you the numbers.
Righto, okay.
All right, 1 and 13 in the first leg.
1 and 13, righto.
6 and 9 in the second.
6 and 9 in the second.
Missed out Robbie's and Paddy's there.
Oh, that's disappointing.
2 and 6 in the third.
2 and 6 in three.
And 4 and 6 in the last.
4 and 6 in the last. A lot of sixes today from you, George. You got a thing for sixes?
It's such a tough meeting, you know. They're so evenly matched, the horses today. So, look, no matter what comes in, if they do come in, that'll be a nice result.
Well, it'd be a great result. We'd appreciate that. And we just hope that everything goes well with you and the handheld and the ABN.
As I said, it's working. They haven't been cut off. And what else can I say? I just have a good day.
So, George, the fact you've got the handheld device, where are you talking to us from? Have you sort of mixed it up?
I'm sitting on a table at the moment. I'm all set to make my cup of coffee. The wife is sleeping, so that's all right.
Nice work. George, it sounds like a great start to a great day. Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat.
Yeah, all right. You enjoy the rest of the day.
We'll do our very best. Thank you very much, George, the People's Champ, with us Wednesday quaddy action. 1:13 from 6 and 9, from 2 and 6, from 4 and 6. They are the George numbers today for your $8 quaddy, 50%.
On a handheld device.
Yes.
So that's just sort of, you know, that might be all the difference.
That has brought an immense amount of joy to my Wednesday morning. Thank you, George.
Everyone loves George. News time with Johnny Bowden.